Hey, it's Allegra Lowenstein at AllegraLowenstein.com. I wanted to talk today about something super duper essential to successful weight loss and pretty much fixing your life all around. So no matter what your problem is, health or just in general, happiness and achievement. I really am not exaggerating. This is a critical piece of information. And this is something that pretty much everybody's working on at some level or not working on. There are a few special people in the world who don't deal with this. They're not normal. The rest of us are struggling with this every day, and it manifests in so many different ways that it's actually kind of hard to identify. And what I'm going to talk about today is control. Yep, control. Control is, at some level, at the heart of most failed attempts at weight loss. And we apply control, everybody, humans in the modern age, at least in the United States. I'll just speak from that perspective. I don't know how it is in other places. Pretty much everyone I'm surrounded by, we are all trying to exert our control on the world. Okay. Personally, for me, it comes out as my schedule. Okay, this is where all of my neuroses around control become very apparent to me. And it's just honestly really lucky that I recognize that. It's also my signal of anxiety. Anxiety is also related to control. Anxiety is feeling like we don't have control. And all of these manifest for me with, for me, it's my calendar. And it really became heightened, you know, technology is awesome. What we can do, how we can connect with people, find people, share amazing information, create these, you know, connections without needing to be physically proximate. That's all fantastic. And the downside of technology is it really heightens a lot of our neuroses. And I see this over and over. I mean, my God, social media, right? Every insecurity that you've ever felt will be heightened when you look at other people's social media feeds. I don't know why it works that way, but that just seems to be true. And we have to kind of bolster ourselves up to understand this and not fall prey to that. And same things with a lot of our issues with control and anxiety, right? I mean, anxiety is a huge modern day problem. It's heightened by all of this fast-paced technology and just the filtering our worlds through this lens of technology heightens a lot of our mental issues, honestly. So for me, this idea of control, this idea of anxiety comes out in my calendar. And it happens with wanting to obsessively add things to my calendar, right? This is my tell, right? Thinking about poker face. It is the thing that I start doing. Let me look at my calendar. Let me see if I can fill this in. I start texting people, calling people, emailing people. Hey, let's make these plans. Oh, I'm going to take my kids this place. I should sign my kids up for this thing. And it really can spiral out of control. Because why do I do that? I feel like I'm controlling something, right? I have a client who is, the other thing, just real quickly, which leads in my head, this was clear. It's feeling stuck, right? It's our way. We feel stuck. We want to control something so we no longer feel stuck. It doesn't always fix the stuckness. And sometimes we really have to shift our thinking around this to get out of it. Okay, so that feeling of being stuck leads me to share about a client who has a lot going on, has medical stuff going on, has a new relationship going on. The partner in the new relationship has a lot of family stuff going on, family medical stuff going on. And even though it's a new, exciting new relationship, they can't be there for each other the way that normally you would in an exciting new relationship. And this then triggers insecurity. Oh, why is this happening? Why isn't this person reaching out? And it's a stuckness, right? It's a stuckness of, I want to be in relationship with this person, and simultaneously I'm unhappy at how it's unfolding, and I'm projecting all of my own insecurity onto this person's actions. So that's about control, right? I want to control how this person is interacting with me to help me feel better. That's my client. For me, I want to control everything about this schedule because other things feel out of control with my life, right? My kids are acting up and they're fighting and whatever. It's like, well, I don't feel like I can control that, so let me control this other thing, right? And again, with medical stuff going on out of control, let me control this other thing. The problem is that most things in life you cannot control. You just can't. It doesn't work. To apply this to weight loss, okay, we go in with this idea of, I have a problem. It's my weight. I feel out of control, right? Why is my weight not where I want it to be? That feels out of control. I want to control it. And so I do all these things outside myself. I count my calories. I go on these restrictive diets. I buy this special food. I sign up with this personal trainer. I schedule all this exercise classes in. And those are all external things. And yeah, okay, it's your life and, you know, your schedule and your choices. But the problem is that everything outside of us is outside our control. And the only thing that we can control is what's happening inside of us. That's all we can control. On one hand, it's frustrating, it's terrifying, and it almost is counterintuitive, right? Because we live in a world where control is super rewarded. Okay, we live in a very masculine and aggressive world where your reward comes through control, right? Your success comes through control. Your ambition is driven by control. And look, I'm not saying there's not a place for all those things. I'm super ambitious. I'm super driven. I'm super action-oriented. And being driven and obsessed with those kind of results gives me control / out of control triggered anxiety. And taking that approach to something as internal and really very feminine, you know, like consuming food, it's like feeding the babies and, you know, feeding the children and nourishing. That's our feminine side. That is like not at all about control. That's about just giving and being and existing and flowing. And when we try to take this reward-driven approach that's so important in, you know, the culture of the USA and probably most of North America and probably a lot of the Western world in general, we try to take this approach of like drive and ambition and control, and we apply it to our food through what people call a diet. It doesn't work. It doesn't work, and it can actually trigger so much more of that internal stuff that's going on that's actually behind the problem, right? Why do we have these problems? Why do we have extra weight? Why do we overeat? Why do we have anxiety, right? A lot of these, it seems unrelated, but a lot of it goes back to this root issue of control and letting go of that control. Okay, so I'm actually going to share with you something that I normally only share with my clients. And it's a super, super simple action that you can take. You got to do the work to figure out when you need to rely on this simple tool. And you can hire me. Don't ever forget that's an option. You can also just buy my guided journals, Emotional Eating Detox and Body Wisdom Journal are out. They're available. If you go to my website to get them, they both have free support resources. Body Wisdom Journal, you can actually get the 7-day version as a free audiobook. And Emotional Eating Detox, you can get the free support videos that go hand in hand with the journal. You can get them as an ebook. It's $2.99. You can get them as a paperback. It's a little bit more. They're gorgeous. So I just want to throw that shameless plug in because my journals work. They make a difference. They bring you awareness. They're built out of my personal journey and my work with, you know, dozens and dozens and dozens of clients over the years to figure out where you need to put attention, where you need to take action. And it's process, right? It's not more information. We don't need more information. We need to start changing the way that we're functioning. That's what these journals are designed to do. So you got to do the work of, when does this apply? Where are my trigger spots that are pushing me into whatever is going on with me, whatever frustrating thing is affecting my health, right? Whether it's my anxiety affecting my health or my weight affecting my health. Once you get that awareness, though, here's a super, super, this is the tool. So simple. It's a micro mantra. And it is, I squeeze and release, I let go of control. And you can do this, honestly, with any part of your body. This originated for me out of the squeezing of a fist. Right? We're so frustrated. We're so angry. We're so whatever. And it's like, oh, I'm just going to squeeze my fist. And that's okay. You got to feel the emotions. Okay. This isn't about not feeling the emotions. This is about embracing them and releasing them. Okay. So I squeeze and release. You can squeeze up, tighten your fists into balls, squeeze them, squeeze those fists, hard, hard balls, pinch your fingernails so hard into your palm that it's starting to hurt. And then let go. And you say the mantra as you do it. I squeeze. Squeezing your fists. I release. Open your palms. I let go of control. And you're sending that energy out into the world. You've embraced it. And you've released it. You can do this with your core, with your abs, with your back, with your neck. You can do this as Kegels. With that root chakra. You can always do it with a breath. I squeeze, you're typically holding your breath while you squeeze. I release, I let go of control. Okay, this is like a simple, simple taste of a super powerful micro mantra. You train yourself to begin to use this in the moment and recognize the roots of all the other things manifesting in your life, right? No matter what flavor they're taking, no matter what part of your body they're manifesting in. If you unravel that thread, if you go digging through the myths that we're told about how we need to be, how we need to eat, what we have to do to get the results that we want, which are all in our society, based on control, you will find that behind that, there is an opportunity to let go of control that will free you for really, really, really powerful change. I squeeze, I release, I let go of control. If you're ready to do more of this work, be sure to grab those journals. AllegraLowenstein.com, AllegraLowenstein. While you're there, browse around, learn some new things, drop me a line, let me know your thoughts. I'd love to hear from you. Take care, have a beautiful day, and I'll talk to you soon.